any nuance behind it in this one. No?
Well, I'm not new. It's such a recent announcement. So today's my last sports day here for a while. I've been to California on Tuesday. I think most of you know, leaving on Tuesday back to California. I will have to come back eventually to defend my dissertation, so it won't be the last thing you see, but for a while it will be at least. I just wanted to say thank you to all the saints for all of your prayers and all the fellowship. All the care and shepherding the past 4 years. Time's really gone by quickly. I really enjoyed my time blending with you all here. I will be meeting in church in Huntington Beach for the summer and then meeting in church in Berkeley starting August. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, sister. You know, sister have been meeting with us in the past 4 years, and you can sense from her fellowship that she really loved to stay with us, to build up with us, and fellowship with us.
Amen.
So after the meeting, and by no time, drop by and fellowship with her.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, first announcement is: in the past week, we have two sisters who got baptized. Sister Fu Tian, who was baptized on Monday night. And Monday morning, I'm sorry. Is she here today? Oh, okay. Now, Sister Mango's mom, Sister Chen Bai, was baptized on Friday. Would you introduce this? Family enjoy the Lord for many, many years to come.
Amen.
Okay, now the second item is there is a high school senior sending off meeting this afternoon at the church meeting hall. We encourage saints and young people and to come and enjoy this very rare opportunity to those with those high school seniors. Amen.
Amen.
High school senior sending off meeting today.
High school senior than young people serving
one. And young people serving one. Thank you so much for that. Now, the third one is related to the mid-age trainees from Taiwan. Now, as we announced before, they are coming to visit us during their graduation trip in the United States. It is very rare that they come to visit the East Coast United States. So there is a love feast and fellowship in the evening of Saturday, June the 25th at the Franklin Meeting Hall. Not here. Franklin Meeting Hall. Now, on the Lord's Day, June the 26th, they will come to join our Lord's Day meeting. This is a very rare opportunity to fellowship with saints from Taiwan. And we encourage all saints to come and blend with them on Saturday night. And for those who are willing to provide hospitality, please come to me for sign-up sheet. And also another side note for that is there will be no young people meeting in Piscataway on that evening, on June the 25th. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The next one is for saints who are unable to attend the summer training at Anaheim on site. We are offering the video training from July the 4th to July the 14th. Please make your effort to attend and enter into the riches of Lord's current speaking.
Amen.
More detail will be announced once it's finalized. The next item is we would like to continue to encourage and remind of the Chinese speaking students and scholar training from July the 25th to 31st. And before that, there's a 31 training from the 22nd to 24th at the Kingston Peniel Blending Center. Seats are limited. So please register online and refer to the details in the prayer list. The next one is with regard to the Northeast Young People's Summer School of Training. It will be held at Camp Peniel from August the 4th to 14th. The registration has started. Our email with details, regulations, registration, and medical form will be sent in a few days. All young people need to read and agree to abide by all the regulations before they register. Parents also need to understand all the regulations. The cost to young people is $200 and $300 for the college TA, $390 for the adult serving ones. Or young people and the serving ones will also need a lesson book, The Two Spirits. It can be purchased at the bookstore at a cost of
$8.
So for registration, please contact Brother Raphael, Brother Zhao, and Brother Kyle, three brothers for details. Okay. Now for today's food service, will be served by P2, P9, P10 at Highland Park. For today's cleaning service, will be P4, P5, Basking Ridge Group 1 and Basking Ridge Group 2. For the prayer meeting of the coming Tuesday, June the 21st, will be a district prayer meeting. Now it will start as usual at 8 p.m. And after that, we still would like to encourage saints to reach out with the saints and gospel friends after the meeting. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The next one is for the Lord's table service. Lord's table serving once. Once you finish and your Lord's table service, please put all the equipment, including the tray, the jar, and every serving equipment back into the cabinet. Now, the second part of that is for those teachers and serving ones of the children will be served by those who are serving God people. Those serving ones who are serving of Gabi Hall will serve the teachers, who serve teachers around in the hallway. Any other announcement? Okay. There's an extra announcement is with regard to the morning revival. Starting from today, we are entering into the spring 2016 Eteros Conference, Eteros meeting. The title for the morning revival is serving for the building up of the church.
Amen.
Amen. Please come to your small group serving ones for the morning revival material.
Amen.
That is available over there in the bookstore.
Amen.
Any other announcements? Okay. If no more, yes.
Just want to clarify for the Taiwan the middle age training visit. Okay, Saturday evening they will have presentation to all the saints in New Jersey. That's the reason why that take place in Franklin. It's a love feast, and we have requests and ask them to come to East Coast for 12 years. Finally, they say, okay. So that's it, okay? So please, and then when they come on Lord's Day here, they will not have a presentation. So presentation is very precious, and they will share their experience. So we encourage every one of us to go, okay? So 6 o'clock, please just seize this opportunity. And Lord's Day, of course, they will come here and they will blend with us. But Saturday night is very important. If you can make it, please make your effort.
Just one thing that, Brother Dong Ming will come to show us the how to use the equipment in the kitchen. Right? After lunchtime, if Brother Dong Ming will come to show us how to use the kitchen equipment.
Yes.
So if you are interested, please go and participate in this showing.
Actually, all the food serving ones are required to go.
Okay. Amen. Again, all the food serving ones are required for this training.
Required.
Yes, especially each group coordinator.
Okay.
So we'll dedicate the next 20 minutes or so for our dear brother Jonathan and sister Carolyn to fellowship their trip to Europe. And then after that, we'll have a district prophesying meeting.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a very precious time. We came all the way from Boston this morning to come and be able to share this wonderful experience that we had. Our brother Ben So got married yesterday. It was a wonderful and joyous event. But he'll have another one for the rest of Jersey and Jersey. Anyways, we just wanted to express our great appreciation for kind of really being sent by the church here. A lot of the saints. I don't know if you're all aware, but Amen. Okay. There you go. You can hear me better. Awesome. We were supported by the saints. We were helped by all the saints and all the donation that you saints gave to the move to Europe. And we really felt that we weren't just going by ourselves, but we're actually going in the body.
Amen.
And the prayers of the saints were with us this whole trip and going to Germany. It was really, there's no words to describe it. All we could do for 20 minutes is try to describe a glimpse of what the Lord is doing in Germany. A lot of people actually yesterday at this wedding were asking us, oh, how's Germany? Probably like 50 times. The only two ways I can really express it is, one, I feel like it's really the Lord's Russia of today. I don't know if many of you saints know, about 12, 15 years ago, you know, Brother Lee, maybe even longer, I don't know, 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago, Brother Lee really had a vision of gospelizing Russia as soon as the communist government fell apart. And Brother Lee sent, you know, many full-timers, and, you know, churches were raised all over Russia. And you could really sense that the whole earth was praying for Russia at this time.
Right.
And people were getting saved by thousands, and people and churches were being raised. And actually, my grandmother actually was participating in that. She served there for 12 years. And actually, many miracles were happening during that time. You know, food was running out, but people were being fed. It was pretty much like the Bible, the feeding of the 5,000. And, you know, whole groups of people were, you know, the gospel would be preached and the whole congregation would stand up and want to receive the Lord. And people were getting baptized right and left. This is the experience that was going on in Russia during that time, about 20 years ago. And I actually do feel that this type of experience is happening in Germany today. So that's one expression I like to say. And the other expression I like to say is, imagine Germany is this table here. And you have all, the whole world is kind of around Germany. The saints' prayers are just covering Germany, and the sky is crystal clear. And you can sense that, you know, really the enemy is trying to attack from all sides, but the prayers of the saints are just guarding Germany, and so much is able to be happening because of all the prayers of the saints. You know, the brothers say you can go in giving, you can go in prayer, and then you can go physically. And, you know, those other two are very, very important. You know, the prayers of the saints definitely are making an impact in Germany. So many things are happening. We'll kind of describe that a little bit. And also, even the giving is very important. You know, there's so many people being raised up. A lot of these refugees, they're starting to develop families, and they just came over here with, like, the clothes on their back. And there will be some financial need for probably some of these ones. But a lot of them are actually very smart, intelligent engineers that really don't, they just need a little help to get into society. And also, you know, meeting halls are probably going to need to be purchased because there's like dozens and dozens of ones getting groups in dozens being saved and coming into the church life. So yeah, it's just I think that's kind of what I want to express for now. Okay. So, kind of just to give the background of kind of how the trip went. So we arrived in Frankfurt the first day, and we got an orientation, and the orientation was very serious, and I was actually a little afraid because I was like, oh man, I thought this was going to be enjoyable, but they made it sound like, well, we're entered into a military camp and we need to wear a tie, and I only brought one tie because I thought refugees want to see not people in suits. That was another fellowship that I got from another brother that went, and so I was like, oh Lord, I only got one tie for this whole trip. Interesting. And I didn't bring that many dress shirts either because, again, I thought refugees want to just be in some normal clothes and they don't want people to show off. So, but the brothers had a different view, and I was like, oh Lord, what's going to happen? But this was kind of the fellowship, and also some of the other fellowship was that the refugees situation is that the brothers need to take a bold stand, and the sisters have to be very meek, and all sorts of interesting fellowship. And I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting. But I think our experience was very different. I think the brothers were just really prepping our being that we would be proper, and we'd have the proper humanity to be before these refugees.
Amen.
So when we got to our city, Dusseldorf, and there's actually five cities, four cities, Berlin, Stuttgart, Dusseldorf, and Frankfurt are the four cities that these gospel trips were going to. And so the one that we were assigned to was Dusseldorf. And Dusseldorf, to tell you the truth, we'll keep this here, but I think the Lord is doing the most in Dusseldorf. Because at the end, we got a report from all the other cities, and I think ours was the best. I think the Lord is really working there amongst the German people and the refugees. I think this is really important that the saints really have this feeling to bring in the refugees, but also to bring in a lot of the German-speaking people. The first four trips were all focused on just the refugees. And a lot of gospel work was done, a lot of preaching, a lot of handing out Bibles were distributed. But they kind of after the fourth trip, they paused and they had a little fellowship, all the co-workers together, and they realized, okay, we have a large amount of refugees coming into the church site or being saved, baptized. But to have the proper testimony in Germany, we need to start saving some local Germans.
Good.
So from trip 5, and then we were trip 6, and then this next trip, which is starting today, trip 7, they're going to focus a lot more on the German people and also the follow-up of the existing contacts. They want, because a lot of the meetings are starting to be overtaken by Farsi speaking or Arabic speaking because so many are coming into the church site. And so the brothers want there to be a normal, proper testimony in German. And so I think that's kind of our experience.
Okay, anyways, so I have a couple of things that really impressed me during this trip, but maybe first I will just share with you a couple of stories of our time there. So, essentially, a lot of the refugees right now, they're staying in, like, these camps, which are basically large government buildings. Maybe they were tax offices, maybe they were, like, mail places, they were, like, you know, office buildings that are now renovated to house a lot of people. And the idea is that they're kind of, like, in this lottery system in the next year to get into German classes, and they have 1 year to pass the German proficiency exam, and if they don't pass, then they go back to their country. If they do pass, then they're allowed to enter the workforce in Germany. I think one thing that's very interesting in Germany is that they love German. So even if their business is conducted completely in English, and a lot of the refugees can handle English, they require that you speak professional German before you can work for them. And so obviously that's very difficult for a lot of the refugees, but it also has been a struggle for the saints who've migrated there. To enter into the workforce there, you have to pass this German exam. And so that's definitely something to pray for. But as a result, I think that these refugees, they're very open, they're very diligent, they have a very good humanity. They're essentially just like us. I think that when we go there, we kind of think, like, oh, is there going to be, like, people who, like, they don't have any clothes, they are, like, really sick, like, they're really poor. But actually, it's, like, if you just took, like, the way we're all dressed in this room, that's what they look like. They're wearing, like, Nike t-shirts, they're wearing jeans, they've got Reeboks, they look exactly like us. A lot of these kids who come over, they're actually in university, they were college students who are being persecuted. A lot of them were already Christian in their country, and they had to flee because the government found out that they were Christian. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them, they're just college kids, and this one brother, he testified, he was in college, and his dad called him up and said, I'll give you the background story. So basically, he grew up Muslim with his family, and he lived next to an Armenian family that was Christian. And he kind of grew up with their boys, and he would just see the way that this family lived, and he was so touched by their living. And eventually, they would invite him over, and they started reading the Bible together, and he became Christian. But he kept it secret from his family. And so one day when he was having a Bible study at his neighbor's house, his father came in unexpected and saw his son reading the Bible. And his father reported him to the government. So he went back to college, and then his father calls him one day and said, "Don't come home, because they're looking for you." So he is a 19-year-old college student, packs up everything in his dorm, and just starts walking. Because he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have transportation, you can't get on an airplane, you have no money, and you're, like, so young. I think that's one thing that really impressed me. It's, like, they're so young, but their feeling already is, like, I'm Christian, and I'm not going to deny the fact that I'm Christian, so my only other option is to leave the country and my family. And so I think that was something that we really respected, and we were very impressed with, that these people are very serious about the Lord and about following the Lord. And so he just started walking and started crossing country borders. It took him 22 days to get to Germany. He walked for 11 days. And then, you know, we've all kind of seen on TV about, like, the the rafts that they have to go in to cross the ocean or the sea that's there to get over to Germany and the Mediterranean Sea and stuff like that. And there were just a lot of stories, a lot of testimonies about getting to these rafts that have a capacity for 25. They'll put 50, 55 people in. And so you're going across, and all you hear are these rafts exploding because it's so heavy that they can't withstand the pressure. And so they just explode, and then all these people drown. And so, anyway, so a lot of these young adults, they're educated, they're smart, but they have nothing. They have the clothes that they brought with them, but, like, they don't have contact with their families. They don't have friends. They just came by themselves. And then they come to this country. They don't know the language. All they know is that they're here because they're Christian. And I think that was something that's really impressive. And I think, in a sense, it's also very impressive to the Muslims in the camps that they're in. So there's a lot of tension in the camp because in these camps there's Christians and Muslims living together. And so I think that there's been a lot of testimony that these ones that are really pursuing the Lord, they're a really good example for the Muslims that are coming over. And I think that, anyways, it's just been really sweet. Like, just because of the way they rotate through the camps, the gospel has had a way to really spread all over Germany in these refugee camps. Anyways, okay, so another story I'd like to tell is, in addition to all these refugees that are coming in a sense, like, the refugees are kind of like the easy fruit. You go, you preach the gospel, they preach to their friends, they come in, and they're just very serious Christians, and you don't have to labor very much. But the Germans are kind of like the Americans here. It's like they're in their own home. They have a like background of religion. They don't need your community. They have their own community. They don't need your family. They have their own family. They don't need your food. They have their own food. They have their good jobs.
Because I got German engineering.
Yeah, they have like everything that they need, and they're very satisfied with what they have. So I actually went on a gospel trip to Düsseldorf in 2012 when I was in the training. And not one German was saved our entire gospel trip. Not one. And so that was very disappointing. So when we went again, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. I remember what this was like last time. But this time, it was, like, completely different. And I think it's really the impact of the prayers. The prayers kind of went before us and softened all these hearts. So by the time we got there, we were reaping a harvest that we did not sow. And I think our testimony really was like, it was very effortless. We just presented ourselves at Bible distribution tables on campus, and the Lord just brought people to us. People who, like, they just came to our table and received the Lord and received the Bible and wanted contact, and they want Bible studies, and they want home meetings. And so, like, one example I gave was, we were at a restaurant, our team went to a Mexican restaurant in Germany, and our waitress had just moved there for school. And so John, when we were splitting up the tab, I'm like doing all this math, and John's over there, and he's like, so what are you doing in Germany? And our waitress is like, well, I don't really know actually what I'm doing in Düsseldorf. I like came here to study, but I don't have enough money, so now I'm doing part-time waitressing. John's like, I know. You're here to meet with the church in Düsseldorf. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that is so embarrassing. I was like, amen, I'm just going to do my bathroom. And she was like, what? And he's like, have you ever prayed to receive the Lord? She's like, no. And he's like, I think I should pray right now. And she got down on her knees and received the Lord in the restaurant. Anyways, and that was one of many stories like that where people were just, they were just ready. They were just ready to receive the gospel. We barely had to speak anything, and they just wanted to, they were ready for truth. They were ready for reality. And then once they came in, they were ready for the church life. And I think that's something that's very unprecedented. Usually you have to labor on people for a very long time to get them saved. Then you have to labor on them for a very long time to bring them into the church meetings. We met with a Christian couple, and that week, we met them, we befriended them, we had a meeting in their home one day, and the next day, they came to our prayer meeting. It was just, I felt like everything was very accelerated, and in that sense, it was a very, very sweet time. The Lord is doing a lot in Germany, and I think the real burden is that they need more people to go. They need families to migrate there. And so, I think it's just that the meeting halls and the saints' homes are busting open with fruit. And they need more experienced Christians to go and care for them. And so, just quickly, two points I enjoyed was the kind of the theme of our time was the one accord. You have all these saints of all different levels coming from all different countries and localities. Maybe you're an elder in your locality. Maybe there's actually a lot of college students on our trip. People from different backgrounds coming together and entering into the one work. So the emphasis was really that we're not there to do our own work, but we're just entering into what the brothers before us have already set up. And I think that really allowed us to stand in prayer with one another and to do something effective in our very short 2 weeks there. So in the morning time, basically what we did before we went to campus was we spent 3 hours enjoying the Lord together on our teams. And that was very, very sweet. The other point that I really enjoyed was that the brothers there really care for the vision of the one body. They're not there for a gospel movement. On the one hand, you have all these people who are coming in, they're getting saved, but their feeling was, okay, our locality, we can handle 20. We can handle 30 new ones. So we're going to find the key ones, and we're going to bring them solidly into the church life. And their vision was, of these 30, we don't want just people who speak Farsi. We need people who speak German. A lot of the meeting there, I feel like a lot of the saints who are living in Dusseldorf are from other other places. They're mostly from the UK. And so they have really exercised to speak in German in their meetings. Even though a lot of them can't actually speak German, they just exercise to just practice and practice and practice. And I think that was one thing that really touched me, was their vision was for the proper testimony in their locality.
Amen.
And I also enjoyed that they weren't there just for numbers or to build up their own work, but for the building up of the body of Christ in their locality. To build
Amen.
Up a proper testimony in a lampstand with a long-term view that it would have a healthy start and be able to grow in a steady way, versus just kind of exponentially catching all these fish and then losing a lot. And so their goal now for our prayer further is that among these new ones, they would raise up co-laborers with them, some solid new Christians who are able to preach the gospel alongside them and to care for the ones younger.
Amen.
So anyways, we were just really impressed with what's going on there. And we had a really good time, so we want to thank you, saints, for sending us. And we want to come back and give you guys a good report.
Amen.
So, so there was just stories after stories of so many refugees, and these refugees don't give up. One brother, he actually tried 80 times to get to Germany. 80. This is not an exaggeration, because he was in Bulgaria, and they don't arrest you in Bulgaria. They just like throw you back over on the other side. And so he just kept going and going and going and going. And I think that really left an impression on a lot of the saints, because we're willing to give up on, like, you know, when we just hit a roadblock with the Lord. And we're just like, oh, we get offended, and then we're like, we leave the church or something horrible, right? But this person is like fleeing for his life and lost everything. But 80 times he tried to get to Germany, because he realized if he wants to worship the Lord and grow in the Lord, he needs to get to Germany. And many of these refugees, just because of their situation, they've never heard the gospel, and they probably will never hear the gospel in their country. You know, a lot of them actually see visions of Christ in their dreams. It's because God is speaking very clearly right now to these people. And there's really a sense that this is not a coincidence. This isn't just something that, you know, the co-workers kind of, you know, dreamed up and are trying to get the saints to do. But really, this is the Lord's move right now. And, you know, just to echo what Carolyn said, and a lot of the speaking of the brothers, is there really needs to be saints that are willing to migrate to Germany or into Europe in general, because there's not enough workers. You know, there can only be so many people. So the brothers really just, you know, charge the saints, you know, especially the young college students. If you can get a degree, go to Germany. You know, if you Shepherd mentioned last Lord's Day in our meeting, you know, the high schoolers, you guys, you don't need to study Spanish, or you don't definitely don't need to study Chinese. You keep that at home already. Study the Romantics. That's what, you know, study German, study French, study a language that will be really useful to the Lord. You know, you guys can go get a degree in Europe. I know the parents probably don't want to hear that, but guess what? This is what the Lord is doing. Your children belong to the Lord.
Yes.
So this is really, this is the fellowship, and there's actually some even in the church in Dusseldorf, when they were high schoolers, they heard a word, and they decided, hey, they moved to this one sister, she moved to Germany, spent 1 year learning the language, and then she got she took all 4 years in Germany, getting her degree in Germany. She's an American, typical Caucasian sister, you know, very sweet, very soft. You wouldn't think that she's like moved to Germany by herself, no family, you know, except the saints, but because she had a calling from the Lord to really be able to be useful. So all we can do is express, and this is really the brother's burden, that this would be expressed to all the churches. Actually, that's why they did these trips. The brother in our locality, he actually said, if it was up to him, he said these trips, he expressed this. He's like, oh, what a waste. Why would we have these like 2 week trips and you know, these people like meeting people every 2 weeks? There's not really any constant contact with people. Why? What? It's not an efficient way. And he was just telling us what he expressed at the coworkers meeting. But, you know, after the fellowship, the co-workers said, you know, they want these trips so the whole body can have an opportunity to participate in the Lord's move. And with these trips, they would hope that, you know, after 2 weeks, some would be touched to Europe. Maybe even those that are more able to come, they'll be able to hear the report from the saints. And the Lord will have a way to speak into the hearts of so many across the whole earth. You know, in our trip, there was people from New Zealand. There were people from sister from Taiwan. Oh, she was so sweet. I came, and she sat there, and she looked very, you know, Taiwanese. I thought the requirement was English, but, oh, okay, amen. And then, but she was a gospel monster. You know, she was this little, sweet Taiwanese sister, and she's very meek. But when it came to the gospel, you know, she would just be willing to put herself out there, go stand at the table, pass out Bibles. There was people from Norway, and then obviously United States. So really, this is not just North America going to Europe. It's not just China going to Europe, but it's really the whole world is really going and seeing what's going on in Germany. So we just, you know, this is all we can do is express what the brother's desire is, and we just hope that, you know, we could all go to the Lord, you know, in our prayers if we're going to give or if we're going to go, especially the young people. This section mostly right here is mostly the young people. So, you know, just bring it to the Lord. You never know what the Lord will do. Maybe it would be quite wonderful if we saw Ethan in Germany. They probably say it's in Trong, Germany.
Let's have a prayer, brother and sister.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you for this wonderful report.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your work in Germany.
Amen.
Lord, we stand with the brothers and sisters there.
Amen.
We stand with your work there, Lord.
Amen.
We'll continue praying.
Amen.
Continue giving.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we stand with your word.
Amen.
Oh, your work in Europe.
Amen.
Your work in Germany.
Amen.
Oh, your work among these refugees.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you.
Amen.
Praise you. You are the moving God.
Amen.
Your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Oh, in the whole world.
Amen.
Oh, in our cooperation.
Amen.
Oh, in your whole body.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Cooperate with you.
Amen.
Yes, raise up your whole body.
Amen.
Cooperate with you.
Amen.
One with your move.
Amen.
That's your own work in Germany.
Amen.
All across Europe.
Amen.
Among the refugees.
Amen.
Among the local ones.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, gain strong testimonies there.
Amen.
Oh, you're coming back.
Amen.
Right. Amen. 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 Lord, we just want to be open to you.
Amen.
We just want to cooperate.
Amen.
Lord, do not let us go.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to be just stuck in our own thoughts.
Amen.
Lord, but just be willing.
Amen.
Willing in whatever way.
Amen.
Lord, Lord, speak to us.
Amen.
You know where each one of us are at.
Amen.
Lord, in our prayers,
amen.
In our giving,
amen.
In our going,
amen.
Lord, release us.
Amen.
Even in the finances,
amen.
Even in our home,
amen.
Lord, even our children.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, there will be a full relief.
Amen.
Oh, especially here in our church.
Amen.
Church of Piscataway, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we want the blessing here.
Amen.
Lord, we want to even bless the rest of your of the body.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. Lord, enlarge our vision.
Amen.
Enlarge our capacity.
Amen.
Thank you for your moving Europe.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen us.
Amen.
Lord,
Jesus. Amen.
Lord, in praying.
Amen.
Lord, in giving.
Amen.
Lord, in
going. Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah. Amen.
With you.
Is the gospel to all the nations.
Amen.
Thank you for the mercy you have for all of the Europe.
Amen.
Oh, prepare the new saints.
Amen.
Prepare the young people and the old ones.
Amen.
So we can all go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
To Germany, but to Spain and all these places on the Europe.
Amen.
Love you, Jesus.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
You are the one set on the throne.
Amen.
Lord, continue to move in Europe.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, don't give us up.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, don't let us go.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Jesus, Lord, we can cooperate with you in giving.
Amen.
Lord, enjoy it.
Amen.
Lord, pray it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to call with you.
Amen.
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 Well, thank you for a beachhead in the mainland of Europe.
Amen.
Hope to gain Germany, Lord.
Amen.
Spread the whole of Europe.
Amen.
More local Germans.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for this, Lord.
Amen.
Stir up the body.
Amen.
The universal body.
Amen.
Rise up and meet your needs.
Amen.
Your calling, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We'll rise up to meet your need, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for what you're doing in Europe, Lord.
Amen.
Especially in Germany, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, continue to bless all saints there.
Amen.
Holy prayers, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. What a wonderful and important fellowship.
Amen.
In the next less than an hour of time, we'll break up into district prophesying meeting.
Amen.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of the speaking for today.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Young people also have their own prophesying.